This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday. Junkies back with you, coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. You want to follow along on TV. As always, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Tuesday morning, April 21st, 2020. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello.
What's up, Donk?
What's up?
Jason Bishop.
Yep.
And Eric Bickle. That is morning. The foursome.
Forgot to turn on my Zoom this morning. I'm just sitting there chilling.
We're just doing a
little show prep. Totally forgot to turn it on.
You're snoozing.
Yeah, just sitting there chilling. What's going on? How are you boys?
What's up?
Just getting ready for the NFL draft now, just a couple days away. We're going to talk to John Arand, media reporter for the Sports Business Journal, get his take on the virtual draft, which I guess they tested yesterday. He'll join us at 8. And our pal Dan Helly from the NFL Network is going to join us at 9 with his take on that.
Yep.
Dan, it's right around the corner.
I was texting Dan yesterday. He and I were texting back and forth. I've got a new podcast, my Time in Room podcast. He's got a new podcast.
The helipod, right?
The helipod. He wants to come on and talk about it, talk about the draft. So,
podcasting's all the rage, apparently. Get on those pods.
Hey, might as well. So it'd be great to talk to Heli, and I think Heli's going to try to zoom in with us. So that's always a little bit more fun when you get to see the guy. Plus, we love Dan. So,
yep.
Very cool. Also on the show today, we're going to play a little Name That Hurting, boys.
Ah, good.
6:45. We'll do it early, give the listeners a chance to win a Paisano's gift card, $25 gift card to Paisano's Pizza. So we'll do that coming up at 6:45.
By the way, JP, we might also double up with Dan Helly on our Saturday show from 12 to 3, doing a little NFL recap. Actually, we'll be right in the midst of rounds 4 through 7 on Saturday.
Yeah, Jason's very big into booking the guests
yep.
5 days early before the Saturday show, so I booked two.
He panics about the weekend.
Saturday.
Yeah.
Because
EB and I are doing the 9 to 12. We haven't mentioned one guest yet. Yeah. I'm sure it'll happen.
Because you won't have any.
We might.
We possibly might. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have, I guess,
Booking
Dan Helly.
Guest sucks, by the way. When you haven't done it for 20 years, going back and doing it.
Believe me, I don't like to do it.
It just sucks. There's no other way around it.
You think I want to do it? I don't want to do it.
I mean, it is NFL draft.
You don't want to do it.
We'll have the draft going on, but yeah, I booked J.P. Finley. He's going to join us at 1 o'clock.
Ah, good.
Yeah. And as long as golf isn't opened up in Maryland, there is a caveat for the other guest.
God.
That if golf is opened up, he's not coming on, but otherwise Chick Hernandez is going to join us.
Well, why would golf be opened up in the next 5 days?
Well, like New York just opened it up. Maybe he's grasping. He's hoping that
Governor
Hogan.
So he wants to come on and he wants to complain. Yeah.
No, I mean, that's not why he wants to come on.
He's saying he would. Yeah, he would come on, but if golf is allowed,
he'll
be busy.
I see. Well, I've seen him lobbying Hogan on Twitter saying, come on, what are we doing here? So,
yeah, but that's just one donk out of, what, 6 million residents?
Oh, I don't think he's the only donk saying that.
Yeah.
I know he's not.
There's a lot more than him.
I'm playing with two of them tomorrow.
I think Governor Hogan is, I think he's more preoccupied with everything else that he's dealing with.
It's
well,
fair.
Props to him and his wife because they got 500,000 tests from South Korea.
I saw that.
It's pretty impressive.
So that'll be one-twelfth of the population.
I didn't realize he was married to a Korean woman.
Yeah.
I had no idea who his wife was.
Yep.
Is her name Yumi? I think it's
Yumi.
Y-U-M-I, right?
I think it's Yumi.
Yumi would make sense.
Yeah, I don't think it's yummy. I don't think he might call her yummy.
Yeah, you might get goofed on too much.
That's their own thing, though.
But that's their own thing.
I would never call her yummy.
No,
yeah,
her name
is trouble.
I think her name is Yumi.
Oh man.
Oh boy, what do you got to do?
Yeah, he was in a bit of a Twitter spat with the president, or you know, war of words with the president once again. He seems to get into a lot of them with the prez, but look, for those of us that live in Maryland, Virginia's a different story. I guess we're going to have access to a lot more tests because of the shipment from South Korea.
Ship it.
Yep.
Ship those tests over here.
It's kind of controversial. I don't know. The thing is testing, you know, Fauci's talked about it. Testing's not the only answer. There's a lot of things here. You're not going to test 350 million people like 10 times, you know. People think, like, that's not what's going to happen. They're going to have to do some sort of representative samples here and see what's going on. I'm telling you, there's some really good reports that this is way more widespread. I consider it good because if you don't have a vaccine, which is not imminent, and you don't have, a universal treatment that everybody understands is going to be super effective, the next best thing is for this thing to just be super out there. And, you know, way more people have this than already. And there, you know, more and more studies coming out. Yesterday, there were like three or four more that maybe as many as 4 or 5% of the population in certain areas, like in L.A., already have this thing. Mm-hmm. Didn't even know it. Right. They're saying 25 to 50 times more of what we previously had thought, which
so
means.
So they had it and they got over it.
Which means the mortality rate is way lower. And so we can really rescind these, you know, these guidelines and get back to work and get back to our society again a lot safer than we thought. There's always going to be some death from this. It's just, it sucks. But it's not this deadly, deadly thing that's killing 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8% of the population like we had initially feared. And that's great.
Well, we kind of knew that number was...
We did.
It was an overreaction. We kind of knew that.
But Fauci and those guys had said they thought it would at the end of the day, it would be like 1% or maybe 0.7. Mm-hmm. Now they're saying potentially it could be like 0.25.
Yeah, much lower, right?
Which is, I mean, it's 2.5 times more than the flu, but, you know, that's not 1 or 2 or 3%.
But it's also low because of what we've been doing. Like, we don't do this for the regular flu. We don't do social distancing.
Right, right.
Correct.
And not going to work.
It definitely has helped, but there's actually some dispute whether or not it actually saves lives, because when the whole flatten the curve wasn't really to save lives. It was to unburden the hospitals, right? It wasn't going to reduce infection, really. You were still going to get infected. It was just going to be over a longer period of time. So there's that's very debatable, JP. So,
well, some of these states are saying F it, and they're opening up certain businesses again, you know.
Well, I don't think they're saying F it.
Well, not F it. I'm just saying they're starting to get back to
– yeah.
Because initially it was shock. This whole thing was shock, right? And now it's morphed into bitterness and frustration, and some of these states just have to get back to where they were.
Well, it's because they have a good reason to. Like, everyone is killing Jacksonville for opening the beaches, and I thought they gave a great example yesterday afternoon – where I think it's – I don't know the counties in New York very well, but let's say a similar county in New York has 6,000 deaths, whereas in Jacksonville, in that county, which is a similar size, I guess, they had 15 deaths or 150, whatever it was. So, you know, obviously New York is a huge outlier. In Jacksonville, if you look at the cases are so far fewer – that it's crazy to lock down that entire area for just 15 deaths.
But I guess my point is some of these states and counties are opening up certain businesses and are getting criticized for it because they're saying it's way too soon.
Right, but if you look deep into it, they're right.
True.
In my opinion.
But they are right, yeah.
Yeah, if you look deep into it, they're in areas.
I agree.
Yeah, they're in areas where it's not like New York.
But that's my point, that some of these states they're desperate and they have to get back to normal and they're opening up. Maybe it's a little too early. Maybe it's not. But a lot of people are killing, like the governor of Georgia, for opening up these businesses that were closed before because they think it's way too early. And if the virus comes back, then it's going to be even worse than it was before. Now, right. I don't know where I stand on that because I'm like you. I think the world has to get back to normal at some point. But, you know, could they wait another 2 weeks? Maybe.
Well, that's what they keep saying, 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 weeks. And you know me, I've been all over this. I think the shutdown was good to try to save it. Lives if possible and unburden the hospitals, but it looks like that happened other than New York. But even in New York, everybody got a bed, everybody got a ventilator. So now that we're over the peak, we should be able to slowly get back. And so people get their lives back, man. I can't imagine. We took a haircut and we're pissed off. Think about the 25 million people that are unemployed.
I know. People that are unemployed or took a 60% haircut.
We're just going to keep telling them two more weeks.
Yeah, and there are companies that aren't going to come back. Like,
yeah.
I never have shopped at Neiman Marcus. I don't think I've ever purchased one thing in my life.
Nor have I.
Oh, I have, and I've pooped there.
I'm aware it's a big company, and it sold high-end merchandise.
Yeah.
And they declared bankruptcy. Now, a lot of those big box stores were in trouble before this. But I don't think they were going to declare bankruptcy 2 months ago.
Probably not. But this has accelerated that for businesses that were on that edge, you know, that were on those margins. And, yeah, some businesses are not going to be able to come out on the other side of it.
And then a lot of these things were tough to navigate. I mean, I don't know if you guys have been reading the story about how Ruth's Chris took a big loan, even though they've got like $80 million in cash reserves.
I glanced at it.
But I guess the complaint there is a lot of the mom and pop shops that maybe only have 10 employees, they weren't able to get it because the SBA ran out of money and the big companies were grabbing it.
Right. Well, I don't know. I know, Jason, when you did your forbearance, did you actually do that forbearance thing on your mortgage?
Somebody, we talked about it yesterday.
Yeah, right. Somebody was saying, be careful with that because they will definitely use that against you in your credit rating.
Talk to the bank. Well, see, here's the deal. If it's actually a forbearance, so if they use the term forbearance, then I believe that gets tacked on to a lump sum at the very end of it. Not the very end of your loan, but at the end of the 3 months or six months.
Right, right, right.
But if you talk to your bank and they actually don't officially use the forbearance term, then that's what they can hook you with, and they do not report it to your credit. I talked to the bank. It's in writing. It's in a document. I got a contract with them.
Right, right. So, I said to the guy, Jason's pretty thorough on things like this. Yeah. I would be surprised if it hoard him, but
there's no way. I asked a bunch of questions before I signed the e-doc.
Right.
They do not report it to your credit.
Right. Well,
that's the thing. You have to talk to your bank. You can't just assume all these other things are going to happen. Every bank's different, and all the rules will be different. So it might not work for you. Your bank might not be playing the same game as my bank.
But I don't understand. What's the incentive for your bank to do that? What are they getting out of it?
Well, it's the CARES Act. I mean, this is the stimulus package that the government passed. So the government is, I guess, officially assisting with all of the funding for the stuff like this.
Right.
So I think based on the CARES Act, I think they have to. They at least have to be flexible. Now, maybe they played by the different rules, like I said, but just talk to your bank.
Yeah,
I thought you were going to do that yesterday.
I know, but at 10 o'clock, I don't care anymore. It doesn't
forget about it.
You don't want to save like $15,000? All right.
Listen, I would like to, but it doesn't consume me.
It does me.
Yeah.
You should see my tax bill, what I owe the Fed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the state of Virginia.
Yeah, I don't know. How did you botch that somehow?
No, because he got
inherited. I got.
Oh,
right.
You had all your mom's money.
No, I knew that it was coming.
Yeah.
But when you see the number, it's still a punch in the balls.
Still hurts.
Just always remember when you're paying taxes, and I don't like it. Believe me, I think we pay too much. But when you're paying taxes, that means you did well. So.
That's what my accountant says.
Yeah, but I'm so white trash, I usually like to get a refund. And this year, I did not get a refund. And I was a little bit salty that I had to pay. I know I wasn't paying what Jason paid.
Yeah.
I got a big fat one from the feds. I got to remember to pay the state. Our accountant told me to just delay that until July 15th.
Yeah, why don't you pay Larry Hogan? Come on, you skin flint. Ship those chips.
I'll tell you during the break what I'm paying in taxes.
I'd love to know.
I can only imagine.
Now, luckily, the deadlines have been extended. In Virginia, it's been extended to June 1, and the Fed extended to July 15th. So that helps a little bit, but I'm not looking forward to the middle of summer.
So yesterday I felt bad, and I immediately apologized. But I was talking to a salesperson yesterday. I got a bunch of things I got to bring up at this point later. But I was talking to a salesperson about my hot tub deal that I'm trying to work on. Right. And I'm like, you know, I think we're over the hump here. I'm ready to get going on this. Let's do this, you know. And we were going back and forth. And then I said, but by the way, I you know, I'm not paying X, whatever X was, for the hot tub because I'm just not. Because I'm looking at some really high-end ones. And then I started bitching about, you know, I was like, we took a haircut, it took away a couple things. And I was like, you know, I know it is what it is. Everyone's, you know, this is a tough time for everybody. Mm-hmm. But then I realized I was talking to a salesperson who probably lost all their accounts, like almost all of them. And then immediately I go, look, I'm sorry. It's probably worse for salespeople. But I felt like a douche complaining, but I couldn't help myself.
Yeah.
I couldn't help myself.
It was your instinct.
Because at the end of the day, who do you care about?
I know. Right. No, right. But I did feel bad. And I said to the person, I said, listen, forgive me. I shouldn't be complaining because I know salespeople are taking this on the chin
right.
worse than anybody, really. Other than people just flat out have no job.
All right, boys.
Salespeople are just losing accounts left and right.
Is that? That's the first segment already?
That's the first segment.
Bye, buddy.
You didn't even ask me about The Last Dance that I watched yesterday.
Oh, we're doing next
we'll
segment?
That next.
All right.
Andrew, going to open up the Junkie Sports page, which you will lead, Mr. Bishop.
Okay.
We're the Junkies, coming right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Alert to the prize pigs out there. We're going to play a little Name That Hurt thing at 6:45. Later in the program, John Aran from Sports Business Journal is going to join us. That's at 8 o'clock. We'll talk about the ridiculous ratings that The Last Dance received on Sunday. And Dan Helly is going to join us at 9. Jason, what is your review of The Last Dance? I mean, you had to like it.
I mean, it was fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no other word to describe it. It was fantastic.
As a Jordan guy, of course you love it.
Well, I mean, just the old footage was unbelievable, especially the college footage. I actually was thinking about this. I only saw Jordan play live twice.
Mm-hmm.
Once was on MLK Day when he was with the Bulls against the Wiz. And then, I'm not sure what year that was. And then I saw him once in college. And I saw him play at Cole Fieldhouse. And it was the day or the night that he did his first cradle dunk, which they also showed last night.
Yeah, yeah. I saw that.
Back in 84, I think that was his junior year. So I saw him play twice. So all of that footage, and I remember watching all of those games, you know, obviously the college games and all of those Bulls games. I remember watching the 1986 series against the Celtics when he had 63. It was just incredible footage. It really was.
Right.
And the interviews were awesome. There are a lot of things in it that I didn't realize. I didn't realize the contract dispute went that far with Pippen. Mm-hmm. And God, was he overpaid or underpaid?
Yeah.
And underpaid. 7 years, $18 million?
Kind of what went unsaid in that whole thing was that Reinsdorf was such a stickler, even though he told him not to sign it. He didn't think there's a great deal. He didn't let him renegotiate it.
Right.
You know, like he kept him on it.
He probably couldn't believe he signed it.
Yeah, and then, I mean, come on, you would think at some point, I mean, that shows you what a ruthless businessman Reinsdorf was. Not only did he hire Jerry Krause, who ended up, you know, being a good GM, despite him wanting to break up the team at the end, he hired him against the sort of the will of everyone. Everyone said, don't hire this guy. He just rubs people the wrong way. He still hired him. And then he signs Pippen to this great owner-friendly, team-friendly deal and never gives Scotty the benefit of the doubt and gives him an opportunity to renegotiate it when there was clearly a period in time when Scotty Pippen was, you know, a top-10 player in the league, arguably a top-5 player in the league.
Right, yeah.
You know, and he's being paid like he was 117.
Well, he's the sixth highest-paid player on the team.
He was making less than Kukoc.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, he was making $2.5 million when he should have been making, you know, 15 to 20 million.
Right. Don't start grilling my guy, Tony Kukoc. He was silly.
But he did get paid ultimately when he went to Portland. But, man, that was about 8 years too late.
It's so funny because I was talking to my son about it as we were watching it. And, like, the post Bulls years for Pippen are so forgettable to me. I couldn't even remember where he went. I said, I don't even remember where he went. I feel like he went to several teams. Where did
Houston
he go?
Houston for a year.
I thought he went to Houston.
And then he went to Portland. For 4 years.
Just those two spots?
Yeah.
I think he ultimately went back to Chicago, didn't he?
I don't think so. I can check Basketball Reference. But
it's funny. I just don't remember.
I think he was Houston for a year, Portland for four.
Yeah, I know he signed the big contract with Portland. But I thought that for some reason he went back to Chicago for like a year, for his last year. But I could be wrong. He finally got paid in that Portland contract. And he did say in that press conference when he was asked about it, he says, my time will come. And it did. It was just way too late, you know?
Yeah.
And Jordan, who was making 33 the first year of that big deal and then 36 the second, I mean, he could have fought for Pippen a little bit. And it looked like, anyway, it was my perception, he didn't.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Jason, you're right. He did return to Chicago. It looks like he played the final game of his NBA career against the Sonics. He scored 2 points. He wasn't scoring hardly anything at that point.
Well, yeah. I mean, he was 15 years in the league. But
it's crazy.
What year was that when he went back to Chicago?
2003 through 2004.
All right, so he went there for 1 year. Okay.
How many games did he play?
Probably not many.
He played 23 games, averaging 6 points a game.
Well, he's probably hurt. But,
The other thing that came out that I got out of it was Krause obviously was – he felt disrespected at the end, and he wanted to kind of put his own
stamp on
how the franchise was going to progress. But you got to give him credit, man. I mean, the trade for Pippen, you know, just signing Horace Grant, like he put that together. Now, he destroyed it because the Bulls could have won another two or three. You know, they would have beat the Spurs in 99, and then Phil went to the Lakers, and that's when they started their run. But they would have won another two or three if they would have – kept that all together, but I don't know. It was just very interesting.
Did you wish there was a third and a fourth and a fifth episode available after you watched the first two?
Oh, he would have watched them all.
Yeah.
I felt like it dragged a little bit. I'd like to watch it next time.
Well, that's because you had to sit through commercials.
DVR. Yeah. I thought it dragged a little bit. But my expectations were super high. Now, it turns out the numbers were amazing, right, for them. It was the highest watch documentary in ESPN history.
Uh-huh.
At 6 million viewers for ESPN for it not being a game is crazy. But for some reason, I thought it should have gotten like 30 million. Like, what else are people watching? You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
I was up against Homeland, EB.
What does Homeland get?
Oh, it doesn't get 6 million.
It's like HBO or something, right? What is Homeland?
Showtime.
Yeah, I mean, what's that get? Half a million even? I mean, I don't even know.
I don't know. Back in the day, I don't know what they get. I mean, Sopranos used to get over 10 million on HBO. So
right.
Well, I don't know. The top shows on Showtime, I'm sure, get a couple million.
Wouldn't you have thought in the middle of the pandemic when we're all trapped in our homes that it would at least get what like a Sopranos episode would get? I would think.
Sports fans, for sure. I mean, $6 million on ESPN is pretty damn good.
It's a big number, right. But like you say, Sopranos HBO, you got to actually pay extra for HBO. I don't know. I was a little bit surprised. I mean, clearly it did well and they're happy. But for some reason in my brain, I thought, well, that's going to get like 30 million viewers. What else are you going to watch?
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking for the NFL draft. I feel like the NFL draft numbers have got to be absurd.
Should kill it, yeah.
Now, did you guys see that Schefter reported, I guess they did some like a mock thing to kind of go through it, make sure they get all the technical glitches out, and they were having an S-ton of glitches.
Right.
So nobody muted their computer at first. It was just a big ass show.
That's really smart that they did that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really smart that they did that, because hopefully they get most of those bugs out. But can you imagine if you have some sort of technical glitch and your computer crashes and your pick is up? Oh, my God.
I still think you're going to see some kinks on Thursday
night.
Yeah. You're going to see some sort of technical glitches and
malfunctions. But there's got to be representatives from each team that's just on the phone in case there's a glitch.
I'm sure there's going to be backups.
I mean, how can you screw that up? There's someone on the phone. If there's a glitch with the computer, you call it in, and then Goodell says, you know, with the fourth pick or whatever.
Well, it's like, who was the guest that we had on yesterday? It doesn't matter who it was. But, like, Bill Gates was doing a Zoom, and his internet was crashing.
Right. Yeah.
If Bill Gates' internet is crashing, everyone's vulnerable.
I saw Diana Russini's report that I guess one coach was screaming at his kids to get off all their devices because they were just posing his bandwidth. It's just so typical. Like,
yeah,
you know,
that's what goes on in my house.
Well, it happens to all of us. We're not making picks for mock picks for our NFL teams. By the way, when are we doing our mock draft? We got to be doing that like soon.
Thursday.
When's that
Rick.
Happening?
Thursday, Rick.
It's always the day of the draft.
Good. Who am I drafting for? Valdez, you're usually on this.
No. We're gonna do the random. Like, we're gonna do the random draft order. Random draft order.
Tomorrow we'll figure that out.
Yeah. Tomorrow. All right. I mean, getting right up against
it. You know what? Just give Bickle the second pick, because right. He's going to complain about it.
He automatically gets the skins.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm doing the skins. That's it.
There we go.
He doesn't even have to do it. He can just play his video from the thing he did over the weekend, right?
That's right. Yeah,
Pro Football Focus.
Yeah, just play that one again.
Fire it up.
I was all
That's
dressed
an extra
up.
2 minutes to nap.
I was all in my skins garb.
I understand the technical glitches over the computer, but I don't understand why there would be any delays in getting picks in when you just have a phone.
Right.
You just call it in.
Yeah, but anytime there's a backup, I mean, you know, we're talking about seconds here.
I mean, there should be a 32-team, conference call, all right?
And then a backup.
As a backup. And if there's a problem with your internet.
You just scream it in there.
Yeah, you just pick up the phone and go, all right, we're taking this guy.
No, or there should be a stipulation that if the pick isn't in for whatever reason with 30 seconds left on the clock, they freeze the clock, and then you take the call.
Right.
And say, this is our pick.
They shouldn't
penalize
any team.
Let's get the tech up and running, but here's the pick.
For missing the deadlines. That's right.
They'll figure it out. All right, why don't we open up the Junkies Sports page, Jason? You can fill us in on what's going on in the sports world beyond the NFL draft.
Okay, Richie.
There's stuff going on beyond the draft?
There is.
Things.
Baseball has a new proposal.
I don't even go to ESPN anymore. I don't even check the site.
Yeah, their page views must be way down.
It just seems stupid.
All right, so I guess front and center, JP alerted me with this during the break, but Ian Rappaport just tweeted, like 3-4 minutes ago. He tweets, early fireworks. The Skins have begun to receive calls. Now, I'm not surprised by this. The Skins have begun to receive calls from teams interested in trading up for the number 2 overall selection. Sources say they aren't intent on moving out of the pick. Many believe will be Chase Young, but they are listening. Teams are laying the groundwork.
So hold on. What does that report even mean? All right, because at first I'm reading that going, wow, they're starting to receive calls. Teams interested. That's good, because we had heard, we talked to Lockenfor about it yesterday, that there hadn't been much interest. So I think that's good. But then he's saying that ultimately doesn't think anything's going to happen.
Right. I think what it means is still more than likely going to draft Chase Young, but if they got bowled over because they are willing to listen, they're not just shutting it down, they're listening. So if they got wowed by an offer,
let's wow
maybe
them.
They would move.
Let's get wowed. I want to get wowed. I want multiple picks.
You want to get Jay wowed?
I want to get Jay Wild.
I want you to be Jay Wild back in the day.
Yes.
That's an old reference.
I want to
get
Wild.
They brought that show back, Cakes.
It literally would have to make Ron Rivera fall over, in his chair.
Sure.
For him to trade that number 2 pick.
Bring those offers in.
Bring it in. I'm psyched for it. I want to get hooked. I want a bunch of sillies.
I wish we had a mole on the inside of the Skins war room so we knew what offers were streaming in.
It's not going to happen. You know that.
Jason, you live in Ashbrook. Can you go find a mole out there? Can you hook us?
Well, there's no war room anymore, Cakes. There's multiple war rooms.
Yeah, that's true.
You have to have a bunch of moles.
They're in Ashburn. Right. Maybe you can buy a drone.
Can't you befriend Kyle Smith already? What are you doing? What are you wasting your time with all these other people for?
I wouldn't even know Kyle Smith if he walked into my living room. I don't know what the dude looks like. All right, so also Skins related, the Trent Williams saga continues. Still has not been traded, but Peter King is saying that he expects Trent Williams to be traded during the draft.
Ooh, what was our my bet? JP, do you remember? Did I say prior to the draft? Or the bet book is back in the studio, so I don't know.
Yeah, did we make that bet while we were still in the studio?
No, we made it virtually. We've done it online.
How did we document it?
I don't know.
I'm checking my phone in my notes section.
What's the
bet,
Cakes?
I bet that Trent would be traded at some point, and I think it was maybe I might have backed myself into a corner before,
I think you did say
the NFL
before
draft,
the draft.
If my memory serves me correctly. Oh, yeah. I'm bitter.
Well, it's not documented on my phone.
Yeah. Well, here I know it's going to happen. He's going to get traded like 20 minutes into the draft, and I'm going to lose my bet. And I'm going to be salty.
Yeah, but I'm not going to be able to collect because I've got no documentation of the
That's
bet.
That's right.
Now, remember, the Skins would not get the third-round comp pick in 2022. They would get the fifth round. So if they didn't trade him and he played, I guess he was with the Skins the entire year, they would get a fifth-round comp pick. That was the Allen Faneca rule.
What a spectacular botch, mostly by Bruce Allen.
Right.
Thanks, Bruce.
If you think about
what a parting
Bruce
gift.
Allen and what he was saying before training camp, when Trent was skipping training camp, he expected him to be there by the preseason.
No,
the guy skipped the entire year.
Just empty words from an empty suit, Bruce Allen. What's he doing, by the way, these days?
Wait, now working for an NFL team.
Yeah, what is Bruce Allen up to in April of 2020?
Remember when people said, oh, he's going to get picked up by the Raiders?
Hey, Sean McVay, you want to hire me? We're buds.
Got somebody for the Rams. Right. Nobody's picking up that loser.
No.
Guy's a friggin' loser.
All right, last but not least, Chase Young, I guess, did an interview talking about social distancing, his plans for the draft on Thursday night. He says that he's going to have no more than 10 family members in the house during the virtual draft. He also said he's going to have a big projection screen broadcasting the draft on the side of the house so other family and friends can pull up and watch it.
You won't pull up?
Nope.
I don't know where he lives, but
he lives. I think he lives like in Upper Marlboro.
Yeah, he's from Upper Marlboro, yeah.
I mean, I don't blame him. I guess it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing, but I guess I'm the only one doing this social distancing thing where I'm not seeing my family. I'm not inviting friends over, even though it's under 10. You know what I mean? I'm keeping everybody out of my. I think that's.
I'm pretty much doing the same.
Isn't that what you're supposed to do?
Yes.
I see all these people. They're getting together because they're under 10, but it defeats the whole purpose because people can be asymptomatic and spread it to us. I don't get it.
6 feet. 6 feet.
Well, they're not going to be 6 feet in Chase Young's house.
I know that. I'm just saying you can be 6 feet apart.
I watched four guys last night. I was walking around my neighborhood, and I saw four guys with beers having what they thought, you know, what you would claim is a social distancing hangout type of thing. There's no way there was 6 feet between them. They just looked like four regular donks, and they weren't related, just having beers.
People walking around all the time, two and three feet apart.
Country.
Yeah, that's true.
100%. That's happened everywhere.
All right, coming up next, give you a chance to win a $25 gift card to Paisano's. You can call in now if you want to take on the Junkies and name that hurting, 800-636-1067.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Going to play a little Name That Hurting here momentarily.
Hi.
You take on a junkie. There's a bidding process of how long you believe it will take for you to name that hurting. And if you beat the junkie, you'll win a gift card to Paisano's Pizza.
I'm about to give me some Paisano's again soon. It's been too long. Shake it up a little
we
bit.
We did it two nights ago.
Very good.
I've had a lot of pizza during the pandemic.
Well, Paisano's pizza is delicious. That's why.
I've had a lot. By the way, we mentioned KO Distillery yesterday.
Yeah, KO Distilling,
sure,
yeah.
It's distilling, and I'm sure that Sam reached out to you guys too, but the folks over there, the great folks over there, heard us talking about it, and I'm sure you guys are going to get taken care of too, but they're sending over a 5-gallon container of whiskey.
Oh.
I don't even know what that is. I can't even
picture that.
What does that even look like, a 5-gallon container? Like,
I mean, it's massive.
What is that, like a water thing? Is that a 5-gallon thing? Like, you know, when
think
you
of like
your
a gallon of milk that you put in your fridge. Like, how big that is? Five of them.
Five of them, right. So I can't even, right. I mean, I don't even know. How does that work?
Unfathomable.
In a big jug.
A big jug, like it's, a water container? You know, like when you, when
yes.
you
it's a barrel.
Yeah. It's a barrel?
Yeah. Like you're in Prohibition. You're going to have like a barrel right. of whiskey in your living
yeah, you're
room.
You're saving.
How do I tap it?
I'm sure it has some sort of tap device.
You think they're going to ship you a barrel and not let you get in and drink it?
Well, I'm sure they haven't figured out. So it's not going to be glass.
No. Probably not.
It's going to be
shocked.
Where do you put that thing? You put it in your garage or do you put that like in, near your bar?
I don't know. That's a good
barrel.
Question.
5 gallons.
Put it on your fancy deck.
That's so silly.
Yeah, put it in the back next to the pit.
If I put it in the back, every teenager in town is going to tap.
That's right. There's going to be a line around the block.
You're not kidding.
Well, that's very nice of them. Thank you to KO Distilling.
We appreciate that.
They are.
They're my new guys.
Bill and John, good dudes.
Yep. All right, who's our first contestant here and name that hurt?
Let me see here. Let's go. I don't see any names. Do you guys see names?
Yeah,
oh, David in Poolsville. There we go. Hey, David. David, are you there? I don't know what line it is, but...
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, thank you.
David in Poolsville, who would you like to challenge and name that hike?
I'll go with Bic. Eric
right.
Bic.
You know, I take that as an insult, David.
He's challenging you.
Well, I was disappointed in you not liking that show with Jordan. I thought it was fantastic. You were a little disappointed, but I loved it. I'm originally from Chicago.
My expectations were so high. I gave it a B+. I just thought my expectations were so high. Yeah. Fair enough.
Well, I agree with Lurch. It was fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean,
Jordan sycophants.
Look, it was
I thought it was fantastic, and I'm far from a sycophant. Jordan sycophant.
Sycophant over there, Ricky.
It's right. Early.
Well, we're originally from Chicago.
Tell us more.
You care so much, Gates. Don't you, Cakes?
He does. Twice he's told us he's from Chicago.
Yeah, where are you from? What part of
Chicago,
buddy? I actually do care. What part of Chicago?
Well, we have a street named after us in Naperville.
Naperville.
Illinois.
All right. Why do you have a street named after you? I'll you know, take the bait. Why do you have a street named after you?
Because my great-grandfather owned the land up there. We sold it to developers. They named one of the streets after us. And I'll send you a picture if you want.
No, I don't care that much.
So you're rich and you're from Chicago.
Who got all the money? Who got all the money from the land sale?
My family.
How much did you get?
Personally, yeah. Close to $500,000.
Nice.
All right, there you go.
Did you burn it?
Still got some of that?
I still have it right now, yes.
Nice.
Good for you.
Nice.
Cakes would have burned through it.
Yeah, I would burn through it. You're right.
So David is taking on EB, your clue for the first celebrity in Name That Hurt Thing is... He got sized for $420. You can start the bidding at 5 seconds or less, David.
I have a question before David.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Is this in a general category? Could this be anybody or is it athletes? What is it?
Could be anybody. I told you it was a celebrity.
Celebrity that gets sized for $420.
Yes.
All right.
But celebrities, in my mind, does include athletes.
Right.
Okay.
David, right. You can start the bidding at 5 seconds or less. How long will it take you to name that item?
I'll start at 5 seconds.
I will go 4 seconds.
David,
and I will let him attempt to do it.
Oh, 4 seconds forever, EB. A lot of pressure.
It's just no respect, Case.
Yeah.
All right. This guy gets sized for $420. All right. Play the clip, buddies.
Hey, listen. First thing I do, I wake up in the morning. I smoke this
fat loser, dude. That is my man, Mike Tyson.
Yes.
Yeah, for 420.
I wake up in the morning. I smoke this beautiful Tyson Ranch toad marijuana, the cannabis. I go to heaven, and then man, I start my day. I'm here speaking with you.
Hey, man, my Undisputed Truth tour got postponed.
Oh, Mike. What happened to Mike? He used to be the most fearsome guy in the world.
He loves marijuana.
Oh, man.
All right.
Is he making a killing off this, though? Doesn't he have a marijuana ranch?
I don't know if he's making a killing, but, yeah, he's got one. Yeah. Let's go to Dave in Stafford. Dave, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, guys? Just getting to work.
Nice. What do you
do? Electrical superintendent.
Nice. So does that mean you work on, like, big government contracts and that kind of thing?
Yeah, we do government contracts and stuff.
Right.
We're essential, man. We're essential.
We're essential. Everybody's essential.
Yep. All right, Dave, who do you want to challenge in Name That Hurt?
Let's go with Cakes.
All right.
Cakesy.
All right. Who starts the bidding, JP?
Well, let me give you the clue first.
All right. I'm a little anxious.
Dave will start the bidding. Your clue is there's no chance Cakes knows one of her songs.
Ooh.
That is your clue.
I'm going to struggle.
There's no chance Cakes knows one of her songs.
Oh, 4 seconds. Cakes goes 4.
I don't think you can do it. Go ahead. Let him have it.
Oh,
4 seconds.
Call it your bluff.
I'm definitely, before you even play it the first time, I'm going to need a rehear. Just
you might
to let
not.
You know. I think I might.
You know, that's like almost like a, sad cat.
So easy.
Like a
this
cat
is
that's
so
going
easy.
To-
Catch
this person stinks on ice.
Made it any easier for him.
That's Cardi B.
You know,
that is Cardi B.
I was going to guess Cash Me Outside.
That's not like Danielle Bregoli.
Oh, you know, like when they tell you a good
Cardi
news,
B. What a
good,
what a hack.
Like, she got a great voice, though.
She stinks.
She got
you
a great
me,
voice.
Bro. I would have missed that.
You know, wild personality. I'm a fan.
So you thought it was... Bad Baby or whatever. Her name.
Jason almost threw me. Oh, he almost threw me off the scent.
I could have sworn it was Cash Me Outside.
All right, who's up next?
Let me see. Let's go to Roy. We're 2-0. We're undefeated. Roy, Spotsylvania.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How you doing?
What's up, Roy?
Roy, who do you want to take on?
The Papa.
Roy.
Papa.
All right. Papa time.
Roy, what are you doing today?
Roy's retired because of medical reasons.
I like how Roy uses Roy in the third person.
Me too.
Right, for that.
How old are you, Roy?
Roy is 65.
Roy is 65.
My man.
Nice.
There you go.
Nice.
Roy in Spotsylvania, your clue is he has a hot celebrity wife.
Ooh. What do you think, Roy?
5 seconds.
Five seconds.
By the way, do you know how much more I want Roy to win than, was it David the Land Baron from Chicago called in earlier?
All right, well, I'm going to hook Roy since he's retired. I'm going to let him. I'm giving him 5 full seconds.
Very nice.
Right. Lurchy scared.
Benevolent.
Yeah, I'm just trying to hook him with little paisanos. Hook him.
But the funny thing about our friendship, even when it like first started, is that I just remember that like.
Oh, my God. I think I got it, but what's the clue again?
He has a hot celebrity wife.
Right.
Give Roy a read here.
Yeah, fellas. I've got no clue, fellas.
Roy, you need to hear it one more time. Give him one more shot.
Hold up. I'm going to give Roy another clue.
Yeah.
Roy, he once brought sexy back.
Oh. Now play the clip.
Do you know that clue?
No, fellas, I sure don't, brother. I don't.
Right, I'll give you another clue. His name rhymes with Mustin Bimberfake.
Oh, Justin Timberlake.
No winner. You got it.
Yeah.
Nice, Roy.
Let me hear that again. Let me hear that again, Valdez.
The funny thing about our friendship, even when it like first started, is that I just remember that. Like what you were talking about, nothing was that serious. We were kind of like, you were like, oh, man, I'm hosting. I'm like,
could he say more?
Like, I know. He's like, what a vapid zilch.
I don't think my clue was too much of a giveaway, was it?
I can tell you this.
Bimberfake, tough code to crack.
I would not have gotten that.
That was tough.
Yeah, you're a little bit toughie. Your boy all right, was so all Roy over
wins
that one.
The $25 Paisanos gift card, courtesy of Paisanos. Paisanos wants to take some of the work out of working from home. With their work-from-home BOGO Sunday through Thursday, you buy any large pizza at regular price, eat a large pizza of equal or lesser value, order online, and use promo code WFHBOGO. Details at thefandc.com. Coming up next, we'll get back into the latest reports of the Redskins listening to offers for the number 2 pick here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.